open, many with extended hours. Our ATMs are fully serviced. Founders Online and the Founders app are available to you 24/7. Relax. We are your credit union, and we are here for you. Not a member of Founders? Visit relaxjoinfounders.com to apply for membership.
It's moving day, and Tiger Moving Company is here to help. Skip the headache. Hire the professionals with the right tools for your move. Their clean-cut and reliable team pack and assemble furniture seamlessly, so all you have to do is make yourself at home. To top this all off, they even start and stop the clock at your house, charging you a flat hourly rate. No rounding up. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to make your next move with Tiger Moving Company.
Tula Road Rage. We are just moments away from the absolute most fun mock draft we are going to engage in. This is going to be all that in a bag of chips, I promise you. Before we get to that, let me quickly tell you about my friends at Stamps.com. Look, for all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds. What's the best way to do that? Well, avoid the post office. And how do you do that? Well, that's why you need Stamps.com. Because anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Their on-demand postage means you can skip that trip to the post office. Plus, you can save money with discounts you can't get at the post office. Stamps.com brings you all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer, whether you're a small office sending invoices, an online seller shipping out products, even a warehouse sending thousands of packages a day. Stamps.com can handle it all with ease. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any custom mail, anywhere you want to send it. Once your mail is ready, just hand it to your carrier, drop it in the mailbox. It's that simple. But time isn't the only thing you're going to be saving. With Stamps.com, you can get 5 cents off every first-class stamp and up to 40% off shipping rates. Not to mention, it's a fraction of the cost of those expensive postage meters. There's no equipment to lease, no long-term commitments. Your post office is your computer at home. Your own convenience, 24/7, open all the time. 365. Stamps.com's a no-brainer. Saves you time and money. It's no wonder why over 700,000 small businesses already use Stamps.com. Right now, my listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, type in Road Rage as one word. That's Stamps.com. Type in Road Rage as one word and stay safe, my friends. All right, then. It is time for the Road Rage Mock Live Mock Draft featuring my good friends, Coach Josh Phillips and Mr. Clemson, Eric McLean. Gentlemen, how are you?
Walt, how are you, brother? Walt, doing well, man. Can't wait. This is going to be a lot of fun.
You know, have you two guys met before, by the way?
I do not think so.
Yes. Well, we met. Eric probably doesn't remember.
We're off to a good start. We're off to a good start. We're going to argue about whether they met or not.
A long time ago at a South Carolina Football Hall of Fame function.
I believe
he's okay. Married.
My life, Walt, it's hard to remember things.
That's right.
Well, there you go. Well, you know, you're both, they're both country strong. Maybe one day we'll just have them do a Road Rage arm wrestling contest, and these two guys will square off for it because they both got their country strength. And by the way, Josh Phillips, congratulations on your new gig as offensive coordinator, quarterbacks coach of Berea High School, newly named OC and quarterbacks coach, and for all your fame there, Mr. McLean. right, so now those are the niceties. The niceties are out of the way. So the rest of the day, expect more like Rex Ryan.
Exactly. I knew that was coming.
All right.
I knew it.
All right. So let's talk for a minute about how this is actually going to work. We're going to alternate picks. Josh, Eric has passed the first pick to you, and so you're going to have the first pick. We're going to alternate picks. You guys will make your picks if. You're going to be the GM for each respective team you're picking for. If, as GM, you want to initiate a trade, say, hey, I'd like to call so-and-so about maybe making this deal. And then Ramona will ring the phone, and the other one of you answer, and we'll see whether we can work out a deal. And the rest of it, we have some bells and whistles that you'll come to understand as we move forward. All right. So let's get this thing started. And by the way, we are now only 20 days away from the NFL draft, and madness is sure to ensue. So we've got all the pleasantries out of the way. So let's get this thing going, because we're going to have a lot of conversation about these selections as well. Because after I grade your picks, we'll give you a chance to defend your pick if it needs defending at that point. All right, so let's go. Up first, the Cincinnati Bengals, the woeful Bengals on the clock at number one. But you know it's funny, they do have some weapons. A young quarterback going to the Bengals, they actually have some weapons. All right, Josh, you're up first with the Cincinnati Bengals. And by the way, I should point out, Josh is has a very innovative mind when it comes to round one.
Oh, God.
It's going to
ruin everything. But I
don't expect too much drama here, Josh, or should I? You go ahead, Josh. It's on you. The Cincinnati Bengals... GM of the Bengals, Josh Phillips.
Yeah, this was kind of tough. I was stuck between Isaiah Simmons, Ruggs, and Justin Herbert. But in the end, you got to go with the guy that's going to throw the football. Give me Justin Herbert from Oregon.
Wow. Wow. He screwed my draft up already.
Hang up. We'll see you later.
He blew up the combine.
He did. And you know what, Ramona? I know this is a bit of a shocker, but the grade for Mr. Phillips, GM of the Bengals, is actually an A.
Hey.
Oh, the crowd loves it. The crowd, look at the crowd in Vegas. They love that pick. You know, you thought there would have been some consternation, some people on there. No, the crowd loves it. Look, here's the deal. I have said this all along. I think Herbert's the best quarterback in this draft. I still do. That's not going to happen on the 23rd, I don't think. But I'm okay with that because, again, I think the problem, gentlemen, is that when people evaluate quarterbacks, they're not really evaluating the quarterback. They're evaluating the offense that they played in. And that's what's not fair to Herbert. Herbert has started more games than any of these quarterbacks. He's been a four-year starter, which was always a prime reason for Bill Parcells to look at quarterbacks. It was how many games they started collegiately. But I'll keep saying the same thing. This guy has aced every part of the process. He went to the Senior Bowl. He was the Senior Bowl practice week MVP. He was the Senior Bowl game MVP. He went to the Combine. It was clearly the best quarterback at the Combine. Burrow did not want to go to the Combine because he certainly didn't want to throw side-by-side with Herbert because he would not have looked good in that comparison. It's not to say Burrow doesn't have all sorts of strengths, because he does, but I'll still say this. And we'll get your thoughts on this. Justin Herbert in 4 years, never played with a receiver drafted above round seven. Dillon Mitchell, highest ranked receiver he ever played with, drafted in round seven. These other cats, Burrow and Tua, they got round one talent all around them. All around them.
And Josh, quite a bit better coaching. Yeah, quite a bit better coaching, too. Herbert had to go through the ringer with several different coordinators. I think he's got a tremendous upside when he actually gets coached. And, you know, his intangibles of 6'4", 6'5", 230, legit 4.7 speed. I mean, he's just – it's a no-bringer for Cincinnati in that offense.
Well, look at that. I knew he would do this. I didn't know he was going to do it at one, Mr. Clemson. But, but Mr. Clemson, now you're at two, and now you're the Washington Redskins – now you have some decisions to make.
You definitely do, and I'd almost be willing to give up my next year's salary if Herbert goes number one. But since this is his pick, and you know, I'm still going to go with how I think it's going to happen in reality, not in dreamland. Chase Young is going to be the number two pick. He's a freak of nature. He's a guy that's going to be a instant impact. Starter from day one, can still grow and I think mature as a pass rusher, but there's no doubt about it. He's the best player in this draft, and he's going to go number two overall here.
I'm going to give that selection a B, and here's why. It's not in any way a condemnation of Chase Young. I agree with Mr. Clemson's stance that, you know, he might be the best player in the draft. It's that Mr. Clemson just told me that Mr. Phillips was an idiot for passing on Burrow, and then he passed on him.
I'm still going with the reality. I'm not going into la-la land.
So he's still on the board. He's still on the board. You two guys have let Joe Burrow slide to three.
Then why is that?
Well, I'm getting ready to put Mr. Clemson in his place there with that on the next pick with the Detroit Lions. So that's okay.
All right. I've got to admit, I am seldom shocked on this show, but we are engaging in a live mock draft with two really intelligent people, and Joe Burrow is still available at three. So we know who the happiest guy on earth is. It's Matt Patricia, I think. Unless he's not smart enough to take Burrow either at three. Let's go backwards for a second, and let's look at the Chase. Let's look at the Chase Young pick. You know, Young is an incredible talent. Obviously, exerts tremendous pressure on opposing passers, has great bend, converts speed to power. We don't have any 40 time on him or anything, no 10-yard splits because he elected to skip the process, which is not helpful. Where do you guys rank Young compared to other defensive ends in the last 5 years? Because I have an opinion on this.
Yeah, I think he's more explosive than the Bosa brothers, but I think in terms of production, it's going to be hard to replicate from what we saw from both of those guys, right? They had such great rookie seasons, and now you could argue that they're, you know, top five defensive ends in the league, both of those guys. So I think he's going to be right up with those guys. I think he gets a slight nod in regards of athleticism, but can that translate to the next level? It's going to be hard to say. At that level,
Josh,
I would probably put him somewhere around third or fourth on the defensive ends over the last 5 years that have gone. The thing that concerns me about this kid, Tremaine Ankrum, kicked his butt all over the field, and if you're going to be that dominant, then you have to dominate that game. And I thought there were some plays that he made off of pure athleticism, but his ability to put pressure on Trevor Lawrence and his ability I think if you hit this kid in the mouth, he's going to have some real problems. And that doesn't bode well when you're dealing with the athleticism and the strength and the size of NFL linemen. And, you know, we're seeing a reinvention of some split back veer principles with what Baltimore's doing, what a lot of different teams are doing with athletic quarterbacks. And if you can't hold up at the point of attack, I think you're real trouble now. You know, one of the things that the little Bosa surprised me about is he became a five-way defensive lineman, meaning you can line him up at all five defensive line positions, and he was going to dominate the offensive line. And for his size to be able to be that strong to play a one technique, to play a shade, to play a three technique, he could rush the passer at a five. I mean, you can even drop him into pass coverage as a drop nine. So I don't see Chase Young being that type of talent. I think he's serviceable, but I wouldn't touch him in the top 10.
Whoa. See, I knew you were going to go off the reservation.
I'll bet my salary that doesn't happen. You got a lot of money riding on the top two picks.
let me just interject here. I was rewatching. I was rewatching part of Clemson in Ohio State last night, and trust me, Tremaine Ankrum had a lot of trouble with Chase Young as well. There were big stretches where Tremaine had real issues with Young. I think he held up as well as possible. And I actually think Tremaine is going to be drafted in this draft. And I think he's a little better than people think. He's a guard, not a tackle, obviously. And it's a little hard.
Center.
Right. Yeah, a center even, right. It's a little hard to imagine the translation because he's out there trying to, you know, block guys like Young. But look, yep. Young was an enormous factor in that football game. I mean, he got to Trevor and influenced Trevor, affected him numerous times. I think Young is an explosive force of nature. But the one thing I will agree with Josh on here, and I think this is the distinction that I thought one of you might bring up, is that the Bosas are extremely heavy-handed. They have heavy yep. hands, and they use them like warriors. I mean, like clubs, yep. And they're so good in their hand usage. And I think that's what separates them from Young, because at this stage, Young doesn't really use his hands very well. And I think that's what separates Young from those two guys. So at this stage, I think the Bosas, I think Young is more naturally gifted, but I think both Bosa right. brothers are better football players at this point. All right, we'll continue. We've managed to get through two picks. Call Joe Burrow during the break, Ramona. Tell him he's still on the board. Ask him how he feels about going to the Detroit Lions at three. We'll get Burrow's comments when we come back. It is Road Rage Live Mock Chaos on a Friday afternoon. We'll be back.
It's not too early to start thinking about new porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Storm Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Panamint Summer Classics, Resesto Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. You can place special orders now and have your furniture delivered in time for the warm weather that will be coming. Special preseason prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Taylor's.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
It's an important time to support locals like Joe's New York Pizza in Clemson and Seneca. Now open Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 7, with takeout, curbside, and delivery at both locations. And Clemson has patio dining, weather permitting, serving up the sauce they've become so well known for. Joe's New York Pizza, make them your choice for takeout, curbside, and delivery Thursday through Sunday, 11 to 7. In Clemson, call 722-5464. In Seneca, call 888-0009. Joe's New York Pizza.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
You know cars and trucks cost less than Travelers Rest at George Coleman Ford. Did you also know George Coleman Ford is always looking to buy quality pre-owned vehicles from you? Even if you don't buy from them, they can make the process smooth and easy in buying your pre-owned car, truck, or SUV. It's the way George Coleman Ford has been doing business in Travelers Rest for over 86 years and four generations. Whether buying from them or selling to them, trust in George Coleman Ford.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products are put through 16 weeks of extreme temperature fluctuations to simulate 5 years of wear and tear. But these aren't just seasonal shifts. Inside the lab, it fluctuates between 150 degrees one day to sub-zero temperatures and layers of snow the next. Then back to hot, then back to cold. Then hot and cold. Hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. And we didn't even get through the first month. We test so it runs.
Unstoppable products, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning to bring home a system that's tested to run through anything. Now through May 15th, get up to $500 in exclusive rebates on a qualifying new train system. Call 864-662-3362 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's 864-662-3362 for this and other exclusive offers. Unstoppable solutions, unbelievable deals. Contact Pittman Heating and Air Conditioning, your hometown independent train dealer.
It's hard to stop a train.
Become a Roar Insider. Get the scoop with the Roar newsletter and a chance to win prizes. Log on to WCCPFM.com and click on the newsletter banner from the Roar.
The wind blows hard across the Texas plains, makes some people go insane. While others quietly pray for rain, that's where we came from. Two boys playing in the burning sun, one with books, one with guns.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are back. It is another version of the Road Rage live mock draft. I promised you theater and insanity this afternoon. It certainly delivered through two picks. We're quickly rehashing. Where with pick one, Josh Phillips going first, passed on Burrow and opted for Justin Herbert. Mr. Clemson, Eric McClain, basically called him an idiot. And then Mr. Clemson, in turn, passed on Burrow himself at pick two to take a defensive end.
Yeah. I got the quarterback that started over him at Ohio State.
So just so we're clear, from the Redskins perspective, you know, there's been a lot of chatter about the Redskins. There was some talk about Tua at two. That seemed to die down a little bit. Then there was Jason LaCanfora bringing up the possibility that the Redskins could trade out of there, looking to draft Isaiah Simmons, which, of course, is sort of ridiculous. I think LaCanfora does good work, but, you know, there's no way to trade out of two thinking that you're going to get Simmons at some other destination because you don't know how far that's going to be. I mean, in theory, Detroit could take him next. Although now, in our little exercise, Joe Burrow still on the board at number three. You know, if Joe Burrow slides to 20, you're both fired. All right.
Hey, Walt, I'd like to call in for a trade.
Okay. Hey, Ramona. Well, there it is. All right.
LA Chargers are calling in. We'd like to talk to the phone.
Answer the phone there, Phillips. Okay.
Answer the phone. I'm not calling from the Chargers. I like my spot here with Detroit.
Oh, he shut me down. Okay. He declined my call.
Yeah, you didn't even hear what he had to offer.
All right, go ahead. Seduce me with your wares.
Coach, it's the L.A. Chargers. We'd like to trade you our number six pick in this year's draft and a first-round pick for next year. For your third overall pick.
Oh, two first-round picks? Done. You got it.
There we go. Come on, Walt. Is that acceptable, Walt?
No. Hell no. Hey, Burrow is still there. You can't be trading that for Burrow. I mean, the Bengals apparently The Bengals apparently are going to turn down Miami's 3 first-round picks.
Oh, we're off to...
Hey, Lord, that sound that Lurch used to make in the Adams family. He said he's doing it. He said he's doing it. He said, it's a bad one. Yeah. Hey, that's a D. That's a D. I'm for that trade. I'm grading that trade a D.
Dum dum. You do dum dum.
From the Chargers perspective. So yes, you are now up there from your perspective, Mr. Macklin, that was a good deal. So that was a good deal. I mean, based on what you're going to do, let's see what you do. All right. So now we have
Chargers. LA Chargers number 3 pick, quarterback Joe Burrow, LSU.
Thank God. All right, we'll give that pick an A.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yes. Yeah, the crowd in Vegas, a big fan of getting Burrow at 3. All of America. Hey, Ramona, all of America. There's not a mock draft in the whole frigging country that has Burrow going as late as 3. But on I get these two guys, I got Burrow going 3. All right. Number four.
If I had kept the pick, he was going to go to 4.
Great.
All right, so number 4. All right. Am I back up?
You are back up. Mr. Clemson, okay. The GM of the New York Giants.
The New York Giants select defensive player, positionless, Isaiah Simmons, Clemson.
Here we go. I actually thought that the reason you didn't want to go 1, Eric, is because you were going to take him 1 and you didn't want to hear what I said.
No. Well, I was going to take him at 3, so.
Oh, there we go. Right. Double, a win-win for me. There we go.
All right, so yeah, we'll give that pick an A, so you can applaud that pick, Ramona. Now, I will say this. There are some scouts and teams that are not as high on Isaiah Simmons, and the reason is it's still that word positionless. You know, the thought is, for those who don't like him, the thought is, well, you know, this notion of you can play him everywhere collegiately might be true, but you don't want to play him as a corner in the National Football League. You don't want to play him as a coverage safety in the National Football League because he's not flexible enough, and he has no real pass rush moves. Because all he ever did was come off the edge cleanly, collegially. That's the negative side on Simmons. The positive side on Simmons is he's one of the greatest athletes we've ever seen at his height. He has astonishing versatility. And in a time frame where the game has become about spreading people out horizontally, vertically, and getting your offensive players in one-on-one matchups in space against defensive players that aren't as athletic, what Isaiah Simmons might be is the ultimate defensive matchup piece, the first real type of player that might give defensive coaches the type of arsenal components to be able to combat some of these spread attacks. So Isaiah Simmons going number 4 to the New York Giants. Now, let me ask you this, Mr. Macklin. Did you think about offensive line there based on the fact that you have a young quarterback in Daniel Jones? You would have your choice of the 4 tackles at that spot. Did you think about protecting your young quarterback?
100%. And really, I tried to put my feet into Gettleman's shoes and look some historicals, which, you know, he doesn't have the best record, some would say, but he has only drafted an offensive lineman high once ever. And so just looking at that, I don't think that he's going to pass up on Isaiah Simmons. Looking at me and being an offensive guy, I would have much rather have seen a big offensive tackle here. I think there's 4 really special ones that are going to be up for grabs. But, you know, I think that he's a defensive guy, and he's going to lick his chops when he gets Isaiah Simmons in there.
No, it's interesting because, you know, again, his history, though, is he also just likes linemen. He likes big linemen, and I think that's the question. He's also never traded down, you know, which is another element. There's some thought that maybe they'll trade down, but Gettleman has never traded down. You know, I, in all honesty, Gettleman's been sort of an idiot, and he has a lot to he has a lot to prove in this draft, and honestly, he's coming to the end, too. I mean, this is his last shot, so he better make it good. So, yeah, we like the pick of Isaiah Simmons here at number four to Detroit. We have no issues with that. All right, that sends it to GM Phillips, who is now selecting for the Miami Dolphins. Miami Dolphin fans cringing, wondering what's coming next. Miami Dolphins at five, GM Phillips. What are you doing with the Dolphins here? By the way, all sorts of needs for Miami, obviously.
Yeah, Miami's bad literally everywhere. And at this point, you know, you got to figure out what you're going to do. I think they're ranked 30th. In offensive efficiency, they're ranked dead last in defensive efficiency. I mean, you literally can't miss unless you take a kicker here. So, heck, I might miss, but I'm going to take Henry Ruggs right here. Get some speed on the field. Try to score.
Oh, man. I knew you would do this today, Josh. I didn't know you'd do it quite this extreme, although we've been down this road before.
You could have told me.
So I guess I should have expected it. You know, Ramona, we're going to give that pick a C. We'll give that pick a C. So the crowd has no idea what to do now. Josh, they don't have a quarterback. GM Phillips, they don't have a quarterback. And they're still Tua Tagovailoa on the board, still Love on the board, but they do have a fast receiver now. Did you think about the quarterbacks?
Yes, and I'm putting myself in line to get Trevor with the number one pick next year.
Oh, smart. I like that.
Okay. NFL smart. Teams don't tank. Stop that stuff. All right. So the Miami Dolphins, I mean, this is the most amazing mock draft. I'm glad I'm writing this crap down because I wouldn't believe it
if I didn't. One word to use there.
it's we're off to an astonishing start in the draft. So Henry Ruggs, the draft's fastest player, comes off at number five. And, all right, Josh, why Ruggs as opposed to CeeDee Lamb and or Jerry Jeudy?
Well, the thing about Ruggs is, you know, the guy can stretch the field vertically. The NFL is a vertical game. True. You've got to be able to put something electric in the seats because, you know, Miami's still going to suck for the next couple of years. So you got to figure out a way to create some excitement. This kid, he can return kicks. He can return punts. There's so many things from a versatility standpoint that he can do. I mean, if you want to go free agent to bring in a quarterback for a stopgap for next year, you can do that. If you want to spend a little money somewhere else. But with that type of speed in South Florida, there's some really good quarterbacks coming, and, you know, there's nobody left in the draft that can give you, you know, the flip the field type of speed. I mean, literally this kid, even in the NFL, can take the ball 100 yards on one touch. And I think Miami in the position that they're in, you got to start somewhere. And I think if you can get that guy and then build your offense around him, you got a chance.
Well, you know, I'll say this about him. He's the most unique receiver piece in the draft because of his speed. It separates him from Jeudy and from Lamb in that group of the top guys in that regard. May not be quite as polished, hasn't been asked to do as many things from a route running standpoint, but, you know, what he is he's a tough kid. You know, he's been used as a gunner. Yep. He's a physical kid. He catches the ball. He actually has great hands. He never drops the ball. You know, Jeudy You know, it's remarkable. I don't know what you guys have thought about this, but I wrote something about this on Twitter in the last week or so. But if you look back at three of the recent elite Alabama receivers, they are all exactly the same guy. Calvin Ridley, Amari Cooper, and Jerry Jeudy. Those three guys are absolute clones of one another. They're all the same size. They all win the same way. They all win at the top of their routes. That's where they get separation. They're all extremely good route runners, really polished route runners. They all have almost the exact same speed and athleticism, and they all have the same issue. They all have a little bit of a hands issue. It's really strange when you think about it, but those three star receivers that all came out of the same school are essentially clones of one another. All right, so Ruggs is off the board. CeeDee Lamb and Jerry Jeudy still on the board, the alleged two best receivers in the draft in no particular order. And that brings us to Mr. Clemson picking for the Chargers. Oh, no, picking for the Detroit Lions, excuse me, the trade having been made at number six.
So should this be Coach since I traded him for his pick?
Oh, I guess it should be. Yeah, I guess it should be. That's a good point. All right, Coach Phillips, you are or GM Phillips, you are back up with the Detroit Lions.
I'm back up with the Detroit Lions. Well, you know, Detroit's really pretty good on special teams because they kicked and punted a lot. their offense was serviceable, but their defense was just horrendous. So here, I really like, you guys will probably have to help me with his name, but I really like the Yeter Gross Matos kid out of Penn State at defensive end. Although I also like Clavon Kaysen out of LSU. So, somewhere you've got to develop that defensive front. Especially in the NFC North, to get after those quarterbacks. So I'm going to go with Gross Matos here on the upside. I think that kid's got a lot more football left in him, and he's going to get a lot better.
Now, just to be clear, are you looking at your own board there? Hey, GM Phillips, because I just want to – Derek Brown's still there. Jeff Okuda's still there. Lions with some needs at cornerback. Best corner in the draft still there, but we're going which one are we going with? We're going Gross Matos?
Yeah, give me Gross Matos. Get after the
Gross Matos. Okay. I did not see that one coming. We're going to give that one, Ramona, a D there.
Dum-dum. You do dum-dum.
Now, here's the thing. I actually also like Yetur Gross Matos. I think he has great natural bend. I think he needs to get a little stronger. But you're talking about a kid who's 6'5", 260 pounds, who really can rush the passer in a draft that doesn't have a lot of those guys. I like the player. It's not the player. I don't like the position here because I just think Detroit has other needs. And most particularly, I think if Detroit is at six, if they move down to six and still can get Okuda, I have to take Okuda here. And the reason is, and I'll get to it when we actually draft Okuda, which, you know, may not be in round one the way we're going, which may not be in round one. We'll see. So there have been some unusual picks at the start of this draft. Good players, but certainly unusual picks. Yetur Gross Matos to the Detroit Lions at number six. That puts Mr. Clemson General Manager McClain up with the Carolina Panthers at number seven as soon as we return. You'll get a couple minutes to think about this, General Manager McClain. Quick break. We'll be back.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn, from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
It's bow time. The drive-thru's open, and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on in the world, we all gotta eat. That's why we've got your back with a big bow box that can feed the whole family for just $19.99. Bojangles, it's bow time.
My Garage has been servicing the Clemson area for years with professionalism and care. See us for all makes and models, from BMW, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, Volvo, to domestic and Asian. We provide a great customer service and treat our customers like family. Best darn garage in Clemson. You and your family's safety is our main concern, so we keep your vehicle safe for the roads. Please stop by and see what My Garage is all about on 551 Old Greenville Highway or call 864-633-8500.
It happens every time. When a hailstorm hits, there's an increase of people who want to take your money for roof repairs. Problem is, many of them are just trying to take advantage of you and don't really know what they're doing. Gilstrap Roofing has been around for decades. Trust Gilstrap Roofing to handle the repairs and deal with the insurance. Just because someone knocks on your door with a card that says they're a roofer doesn't mean they'll do quality work at a reasonable price. Call Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Thompson and King want you to know that there has been an important change in veterans' rights. Vets or widows of vets who served in Vietnam in the Navy may now be able to receive Agent Orange benefits. Public Law 116-23 is known as the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Vets Act of 2019. These Blue Water claimants may also be eligible if their claims were previously denied. If you or your deceased spouse served in Vietnam in the Navy, please call 222-0200 or online at thompsonking.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina is offering 6 months of no payments when purchasing any 2019 or new 2020 Ford car, truck, or SUV. Exclusively in conjunction with Ford Motor Company and Ford Credit, go payment-free for the first 6 months of your auto loan. Unbelievable savings during these unusual economic times. Now is the time to take advantage of these huge stimulus savings from Edwards Auto Sales. Buy or lease a new Ford and drive payment-free for the first 6 months. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. Edwards Auto Sales, the home of no dealer fees.
Right now at DQ, you can get the delicious treats and craveable food you love at our drive-thru or for takeout, including the new DQ Chicken and Biscuits Basket, your favorite all-white meat chicken strips with 7 warm, buttery mini biscuits. And if that's not enough to satisfy, you also get fries and gravy. So dip and dunk your heart out. This might be our most dunkable basket yet. All available at the drive-thru or for takeout. So stop by today. DQ. Happy tastes good.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the press box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
You know, this old world is full of singers. But just a few are chosen to tear your heart out when they sing. Imagine.
Walt Diptula, Road Rage, we are back. It is another version of the live mock draft. It's been fascinating so far, so fascinating, in fact, that the general manager for Detroit just chose Etor Gross Matos at 6. And again, it's a guy I like. I mean, and actually, he'd probably be a pretty good player in that system, but we shall see. It is actually, I had the order wrong. Mr. McLean alerted me to that, GM McLean, and it's actually GM Phillips who's up picking for the Carolina Panthers, and we'll get right to that. Before we do, let me tell you about Kiwi Financial Group. Greg Wales, Clemson grad, class of 1990, 100% independent advisor, provides a totally independent perspective on your savings, your investing, your retirement planning. You know, look, obviously, it's sort of a wild world out there right now from an investment standpoint, and you need better and more advice than ever before. What do you do? What do you do with what you have? What do you do with what you might have? Is it a time to buy when everything is low and everyone else is selling? I don't know, but I do know who does know, Greg Wales. He will guide you down the path, regardless of your age or position in life. He'll help you with your portfolio, help you with your current needs and your goals for the future. We'll come out of this, but you need somebody to guide you right now in the midst of this, and that is Greg Wales, Kiwi Financial. We strive towards making a difference in our clients' lives, removing doubt about your financial future. 402 Pendleton Road in Clemson, right next to Max Driving. Call us today, 864-654-5043, 864-654-5043. All right, let's get back to this. GM Phillips is up. You know, GM Phillips's picks, Ramona, so far have been unique. And actually, one of his unique picks I gave an A to, the first one. He's up again with the Carolina Panthers. All right, GM Phillips, the Carolina Panthers.
Carolina is, you know, they're a unique situation. I think they've always kind of struggled over the last couple of years along the offensive line. So I'm going to go offensive line here, offensive tackle. You know, the three offensive tackles I really like are Wirfs from Iowa. Really like that kid. I like Josh Jones at Houston and Throckmorton at Oregon. And I really like Wilson from Georgia. I was down at Georgia for their spring practice. I saw this kid at 6'7", 350, be athletic enough to cover punts on their punt team. I just don't know if he's ready for this spot. But that kid's going to be a mainstay on the offensive line somewhere. But I'm going to go with Tristan Wirfs from Iowa at tackle here for Carolina.
Okay. I like that pick. I'll give that pick a B+. I think Wirfs is an elite offensive lineman. You know, I think he's an ideal fit in a zone scheme because of his athleticism. Played primarily right tackle at Iowa, but appears to have the athleticism to switch to the left side. You know, arm length was a little bit of a question mark. There were some people who actually thought he really projected as a guard. But obviously in the combine drills, he looked sensational with his athleticism and his balance. It wasn't just the testing. And I think there are a lot of scouts who view him as the top offensive lineman in the draft, which is interesting because he's a guy who played on the right side. And normally, you know, if you're playing on the right side, you don't get that type of praise or prominence in terms of a draft order. The Carolina Panthers, as far as that pick, you know, in other needs, did you consider a defensive line at all here, given the fact that the Panthers couldn't stop the run at all last year, and guys like Brown and Kinlaw still on the board?
Actually, yeah, I did, Walt. I thought about going defense. I thought about going in the secondary. You got Akuda there at corner, still on the board at Ohio State. But, you know, Carolina's always had a pretty good defense. Even this past year, you know, their defense was about average. But with them trading Cam Newton, now the star of that offense is Christian McCaffrey. They're going to have to bring in an unproven quarterback, and at some point, you've got to protect your franchise players, McCaffrey being one, and you've got to address the issue along your offensive line. So that to me, and I loved Wirfs' combine. I watched him during his combine and the way he moved. And the way that he's so versatile. They can pull him, he can kick fly. I mean, there's just that they can run counters. There's a lot of stuff that they can do with that type of athleticism. And I thought that later on in the draft, they could fill some other areas. But for me, I think he could develop into a franchise left tackle for Carolina for the next 5 to 8 years.
You know, the The only other thing I see with Werf's on film is he oversets some. And for a guy as powerful as he is, I don't always see that on film. He seems like he's sort of a nice guy. But he's a highly acclaimed guy, and a lot of people love him, and he could be the first offensive tackle taken in this draft. And in our little draft right now, he has become the first offensive tackle in the draft. So it throws it back to you, GM Matt Klein, and you are now selecting for Arizona, who I would assume is now one of your new favorite NFL teams since Mr. Hopkins has come to town.
Yeah, absolutely. And, I was going to take Werfs here with that pick, so that's a great pick, taking him away there. So I think with that in mind, you go with the best player available. You have a need there at cornerback. The Arizona Cardinals are going to take Okuda here at 8.
Yeah, I'm going to give that an A. The crowd's going to like that in Vegas, I think.
Yeah, come on.
What it is? By the time we get to the 8th pick, the crowd in Vegas is already a little inebriated, so they're a little slow in the uptake. It took them a second there to catch up with things. But, yeah, look, if Okuda is still there at 8, I like the pick. Give me any other reasons for the choice, Eric, other than he just happened to be there? And he fills a need.
Just happens to be there. I mean, I think they have the need. Yeah. I think that Werfs is going to fall into their lap at 8. I think they're going to focus on offense because of the head coach. But if Okuda's there, there's no doubt they would take him.
Yeah, I think Okuda is the best corner in the draft. I think it's disturbing that you don't have a 3-cone and you don't have a short shuttle time on him. But when I watch Okuda on film, and look, I think people thought he would run faster than he did as well. He ran like 4.47, which is not elite. I mean, Henderson ran 4.39, but when you watch Okuda on film, he stays square with these guys. I mean, he eats them up. He's such a master technician. There are so many important elements of playing cornerback. People talk about athleticism and closing speed and the ability to flip your hips smoothly, but so much of it is mental. It's what you see. It's how quickly you can move your eyes from quarterback to receiver and back without getting stuck. It's processing information and route recognition. It's all these things. And Okuda does so many of the little things in just a textbook manner. It's what, to me, makes him far and away the best corner in the draft. I don't think it's remotely close. I think from a technique standpoint, he is far superior to the vast majority of corners in this draft, including Henderson, who's actually a better athlete.
100% agree.
But Okuda is just so much better from a technique standpoint. So I love that. I love that pick. All right. Number 9, the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it is GM Phillips.
Well, I mean, that's another program, obviously, at 9, that club that's got a lot of issues on the offensive and defensive side of the ball. I think you got to go quarterback here, and a kid I really, really like that I think is going to be the next Josh Allen in the NFL. And that's Jordan Love from Utah State. I really like this kid, and I think the development at the next level is going to be – this kid's going to surprise a lot of people. At Jacksonville, give me Jordan Love, quarterback, Utah State.
Yeah, this is another of GM Phillips's off-the-reservation selections, yet it's another one that I happen to like. I'm going to give it a B+. I think they have all sorts of needs, and they appear to be, at least for much of free agency, they appear to be tearing it down rather than building it up. This would be a move to build it back up. They made some late additions in free agency. But look, I do not believe in Gardner Minshew as the future starting quarterback of any NFL team. I just don't think that's what he is. I think he's a career backup guy. He's a nice guy to have around. He's a character guy. But I don't view him as starting quarterback material. I just don't. So the Jaguars have so screwed up their quarterback position dating back to when they chose Leonard Fournette over Deshaun Watson. And I happen to know for a fact that they came down to those two players and they chose an old style running back over Deshaun Watson, a price that they are a move that they are still paying for. Then the idiotic Nick Foles move compounded it. And so they're still searching at that position. And I do think Love has all sorts of natural gifts. I mean, cannon for an arm. He played with nobody this year. He lost nine of the guys who played around him, lost his coaching staff. He had to play hero ball. His defense sucked out loud. He knew he had to score 45 points every week to win, and that led to some of his mistakes. I think that can be coached out of him. So, again, it's an odd pick, but I think Love to Jacksonville makes some sense in terms of this draft and trying to figure out where Love might go. Now, Jacksonville has two picks in round one as well, but quarterback's the most important position, so I'm okay with that. There are some shocking developments in this draft at this point. By the way, apparently we're going to midnight, gentlemen. There are one of the shocking developments. Because you know why?
This
you know
is
why?
Your talking is longer than your pick would have been.
Well, you know why? It's because we all have big mouths.
That's true. I'll agree with that.
But one of the shocking developments here, and just something for you two GMs to consider, is that Derek Brown is still on this board. At 10,
well, I'm
which
glad
is
you brought that up because at number 10, the Cleveland Browns are selecting Derek Brown.
Well, now it may be a little confusing when you put his name on the back of the jersey, but I'm 100%. Look, I think the Browns are clearly in need of a left tackle, but in my mind, to my way of thinking, I'm taking Derek Brown before any of these offensive linemen in this draft. And I know he has tiny little toy hands, and I get all that. Well, he uses his tiny little toy hands like a club, and he is a physically dominant force. And we'll talk more about him on the other side because we're at the top of the hour already. We'll be back.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.
In communities across the Upstate, throughout South Carolina, and across this country, your local and small businesses are what really drives the economies where we live and work, shop and go to school, worship and take part in daily activities. As we all come together during these challenging times, The Roar urges you and yours to continue to support your local and small businesses as much as you can while still following the CDC's recommendations. Over the years, you have become their customers, often telling other Roar listeners like yourself that they should shop and use those local businesses who not only cater to you, but also employ tens of thousands of your fellow men and women. We are one nation under God. And now, more than ever, we want our community to know that here at the station, we are here for you and for each other. And we hope you will all do the same. God bless. And thank you for supporting The Roar.
Hey, y'all. Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family, too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson.
The Roar brings you another great classic game replay this Saturday. Tune in Saturday morning at 10 a.m. for Clemson football action as we replay the September 9th, 2017 win over Auburn on the Clemson Tigers Network, brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Classic game replays, Clemson versus Auburn, from 2017 this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
I've told you before and I'll tell you again, if you or a loved one is a victim of medical malpractice, I encourage you to call Parham Smith and Archinold Attorneys at Law. Medical malpractice is what they do. It's what they're known for, and they're known as the best. They've handled some of the largest medical malpractice cases in the upstate. It costs you nothing to talk with them, and you only pay if there's a settlement or a verdict. Call 242-9008 and speak with Parham Smith and Archinold.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Looking for better gas mileage? No worries. We've got great deals on products that'll help your engine run smoother. Right now, Chevron Techron Complete Fuel System Cleaner is buy one, get one free. Plus, a $1 bonus reward for AutoZone Rewards members. Not a member? We'll sign you up fast right here. Or you can sign up on AutoZone.com. Getting your job done just got easier. See terms at AutoZone.com/rewards. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. Pick up a box for your business or church meeting. Share them with family and friends during a time of need. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Located at 134 Exchange Street in beautiful historic downtown Pendleton, the Blue Heron offers only the best selection of meats, sushi, sides, farm-to-table flatbread, drinks, and desserts. Featuring an upscale seating area and bar to catch all the big games, their daily menu specials and happy hour fits every craving. 134 Exchange Street, downtown Pendleton. Check them out on Facebook and Instagram at Blue Heron.